So I'll tell you, Maisa. There was once a Yid that came to the Bar Ditchever, Rabbi Yitzchak of Bar Ditchev, and he came to Bar Ditchever with a problem. What's the problem? He said, "My problem is like this. I have a reputation of being a wealthy person, and I have been wealthy for many years. The problem is that as of late, I'm very much struggling in my business. I'm accumulating debt. No one knows about it. It's only a matter of time until it becomes public knowledge. It's going to be difficult, that which is going to hurt my business even more based on that information that's going to come out that I'm struggling. It's a big problem. I need a lot of brachas." So Rabbi Yitzchak sits back and he thinks for a minute and he says, "You know, I think for you it would be a good etza if you bought a lottery ticket. Buy a lottery ticket. I think you'll be matzliach." So the Yid says, "Okay, Rebbe, fine. I trust you'll buy a lottery ticket, and that means I'm going to win, Baruch Hashem. But the problem is that what's going to be until the lottery is drawn? In other words, nowadays by us, the lottery, if you buy a lottery ticket, you know the drawing is relatively quickly. But in those days, it could have been years before the lottery was actually drawn." So the Yid says, "I'm buying a lottery ticket. By the time I get the money from it, it could be years from now." So the Bar Ditchever says, "Okay, and why?" The Bar Ditchever says, "So why do you need the money so quickly? Like, what's so pressing right now? Let's say you wait until the lottery is drawn." So he says, "What's pressing is that I have a lot of tzedakahs. There are a lot of things that I've been giving tzedakah to, things that I've been supporting, good holy organizations, and I can't give the tzedakah that I'm used to, and that's really what's going to be affected in the short run. I can wait, my own personal assets, I can make it work until the lottery is drawn, but those other tzedakahs that are used to me helping them along the way, they're going to be struggling." So Rabbi Yitzchak sits back, and after a minute he says, "Okay, I'll give you a bracha, again, buy the lottery ticket, and it should come quickly, the money should come quickly." "Okay, fine." That's what the Yid does. So the Yid travels out of Bar Ditchev, and he's traveling home. On his way home, he buys a lottery ticket, like the Rebbe said. And he continues traveling towards the direction of his village. Now, along the way, he has to stop at an inn along the way to spend the night. Now, while he's at the inn, so it's not just him. There's a lot of people at this particular inn. All of a sudden, during supper time, in walks a visiting parutz, one of the noblemen, a non-Jewish nobleman that happened also to be passing by. And he also goes to the inn. Okay. The Yid doesn't think anything of it. Meanwhile, that night, when this parutz is sleeping at the inn, he has a dream. What's his dream? The dream is that it was shown to him in a dream, that there's a Jew in this inn that has a winning lottery ticket. And, okay, he wakes up, and he thinks, okay, it's nothing of it, it's just a dream. He goes back to sleep, same dream again. Goes back to sleep, same. Many, many times over the night, he has this same vivid dream, that there's a Jew in the inn that has a winning lottery ticket. So this part takes his dream very seriously. He now is chopped with this idea that it's definitely true. There's a Jew in this inn that has a winning lottery ticket. And what he has to do, he has to somehow convince this Jew to give him the lottery ticket because he wants to win. So what does he do? So he buys a lottery ticket himself, this part. And he starts asking around if there's any, first of all, is any Jews here? And that already whittles down the pool of potential people to just a handful of Jews. And then within those handful of Jews, he starts investigating and so on until he finds out that it's our friend, the Yid that came from the Bar Ditchever, that has the quote-unquote winning lottery ticket. So the parts goes over to me and says, "Listen, I know it's going to sound crazy, but I'm a little bit of a crazy guy. I have a lottery ticket. I just bought one, you know, the other day. I know you have a lottery ticket. You know, let's trade. Now this Yid is thinking, "I got a bracha from the Bar Ditchever. I'm not trading lottery ticket." So, but he's not telling the parts that, obviously. So he says, "No, I'm not interested." The part says, "No, listen, do me a favor. I really want to just trade. I know it sounds crazy. I want to trade." He says, "I'm not interested in trading. You know what? We'll trade lottery tickets and I'll give you 100 ruble. Not interested. Not 100 ruble. 200 ruble. No. 300 ruble. Okay, fine. 500 ruble. Okay, you know what? Final offer. Trade the lottery ticket. It's an even swap. One lottery ticket for another, 1,000 ruble. There's a lot of money already. Forget the lottery ticket. Even the 1,000 ruble is a lot of money." But he's like, "This is my lottery ticket from the Bar Ditchever. I'm not going to give it up." And he says, "No." The parts now becomes angry. The parts says, "Listen, I'm a nobleman. You're just a Jew. If I want your lottery ticket, I can take it. So I'm giving you the final opportunity. You really have now two options. Either I get two lottery tickets, or we swap lottery tickets and I give you 1,000 rubles. I'll keep my word, but those are your options now. So now he has no choice to get. What am I supposed to do? If he says no again, he's just going to lose his ticket. Okay, fine. So at least he gets 1,000 rubles. So he trades the lottery ticket and he has 1,000 rubles. Now, meanwhile, those 1,000 rubles, that's plenty to help him with all the tzedakahs that he has until now. Meanwhile, a few months later, in fact, the lottery is drawn, and lo and behold, who wins? The Yid wins with the Paritz's ticket. The Paritz that traded his ticket for the Yid's ticket, and now the Yid has the Paritz's ticket. It was the Paritz's ticket that he traded. The Yid won. The Yid won the lottery. So it's amazing. Such a mifus like this that the Berditchever, you know, had to get him. He's to win the lottery, but it had to be from the Paritz like this. So eventually, after a number of weeks, he travels back to the Berditchev just to say thank you and to give the Berditchev, you know, the Besura Taiva that everything worked out. And the Berditchev looks at him, he says, with a twinkle in the eye, he said, you know, he says, the Rabbanu Shalom always helps. But sometimes a person needs to be helped until the Rabbanu Shalom helps. He says, when you told me that you needed help with Parnassa, so I innate of having you win the lottery. But then when you told me that you needed extra funds immediately in order to help out with other tzedakahs that are dependent on you, so then I had to make this whole, I had to work it out. How do I get a Yid to win the lottery plus 1,000 rubles? So that's what I did. I had the Paritz win the lottery, and he'll have this dream, and he'll convince himself that he has to trade the ticket with you for 1,000 rubles, so you get the winning lottery ticket plus 1,000 rubles. You see, such a mice like that. The Rabbanu Shalom always helps. But the Iker Kunz is that we should be zelcha for the Rabbanu Shalom to help us until he helps us. To have little Yeshuas, to have little Nisim, little Siat Deshmaya, little assistance along the way until the big assistance comes, that's what we're waiting for. Bez Hashem, we should be zechut to have the big Yeshuas and the big Gulas this week. And until that happens, the small Gulas and the small Yeshuas in order to get us through that place. We should be zechut to only have Simcha, Bracha, Nachas, Abba, Lidai, Vyaskol, Tzadik, Rachamim, Meher, V'meinu, Amen.